There was a movie called Clueless, and one of the co-stars was Brittany Murphy. And back in December 20th, 2009, they announced that she was dead at age 32. Brittany Murphy, who made a splash playing the makeover victim in Clueless and later battled substance abuse, died today in Los Angeles. She was 32. That's December 20th or 19th. The L.A. Fire Department was called to a home owned by Murphy's husband, Simon Monjack, where she was found in cardiac arrest and could not be revived. They will investigate the death of the actress. So the question is that how she died from substance abuse? Is she dead?
No.
Nobody is ever dead. Did she transition?
No.
Did she go to the Guff?
No.
Is she...
went to another world, yes.
Went to another world. The next article says, mom and husband tried to revive Brittany Murphy. At least 10 kinds of prescription drugs found on her nightstand. Did they have anything to do with her going to another world, these drugs?
No.
When you say she went to another world, what is the corpse that was left?
Just a meat sack, a stand-in.
Did she arrange for a double?
Not a double, a stand-in, Bob.
I don't know what a stand-in would be.
Just a bunch of meat sacks that looks like her.
Is that possible to have a stand-in?
Yes.
Can you tell me more about how it's possible?
Well, first of all, there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of ways that you can play with this. You can have extras from other worlds that you bring over, meat sacks. You can have doubles. Now, that's not what was used here, but everyone had the double. Or just like you learned from your session this evening, could have went and got it from a mirror. Pulled them into this world, applied it here, can do it like Edgar Allan Poe, went to another world and fall in the ditch. Because, see, there's no validation of that meat sack being her, just like Elvis Presley. Now, he did use a double.
Why do you have this funny tone of voice?
Oh, we don't know it. It's bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. You're getting into the good stuff, apparently, Bob. You're waking up the souls of the non-physical. So, in this particular case, have you ever heard of the thing called cloning? Well, in other worlds, it's very prolific.
The action of cloning?
Yeah. It's like buying a dress off the rack. You just go to a world, pull it off the rack, bring it back, fill it full of drugs. And it's amazing that many times when they show these pictures of these recently departed, that they look very little like the person when you really, really look at them. So, no problem. And they can even make the DNA look pretty close to the same if they've actually got DNA recorded on file. If they had a biopsy of something stored around somewhere. So that'd be the only issue that would come up if it was in question, if the identity was in question. You know, like burned beyond recognition and blah, 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 that kind of stuff. So it's no problem. And there you go, and it's settled and solved and done and done. They bury the meat sack and let it go.
Did Brittany Murphy stage this?
Well, a stage. Did she arrange it and make all the details? Yes.
Was there a motive?
Yes, and the motive was she wasn't fitting in this world. This world wasn't working the way she wanted it to do. All the things that she had organized and orchestrated were just falling on stone ears. See, because she wasn't so popular, and she wanted that was her reason for living. Now, in the world that she went to, which was 788, she was off the Gats Meow.
Did she go to that world before she staged it?
Yes.
How did she acquire the ability?
She went to see this woman. Her name is Angela Martinez. And this Angela Martinez, she was this, what they call a, not a medium and not a woo-woo. She was what they call a spiritualist. And what she was telling her was that there were powers bigger than her, and that special things had been ordained, orchestrated, set in the heavenlies regarding her, and took three cards and held them up to her and showed her what the cards were, and not the spiritualist. She chose the middle card, and all the other two were put away, and that one was laid face down, and when it was flipped over for the spiritualist, it showed her that if she would get in her car and drive by the full of the moon, that she could see an anomaly, drive her car through the world, and that was her pathway. Now, we would say it was a portal, but she called it a pathway. And Brittany then got a hold of this and went, holy crap, that's pretty exciting. And see, she had a little sniff of meth and sort of eased her mind off of all of it and said, what the fuck, why not? Let's give it a try. And she did, and she went, and she thought, this is so cool. And then she came back, and then she went, and back and forth.
She'd drive a car out somewhere, yeah, and then drive through something.
Yes.
What was the anomaly that she would see?
In the night sky, by the full of the moon, the stars would shift. It's almost like what Carolyn saw the other night with the diamond winky thing that we brought to her attention that she could notice that she'd never seen before. And she's been around 2 or 3 days, Carolyn has, in her years of living. She's never noticed that before. Not that she spent all day every day looking at the night sky, but she can kind of notice configurations of stars. And this new one, all of a sudden, is in her experience. Well, that's kind of like an anomaly. Now, if a spiritualist had told Carolyn to pick this card, and she did, and when she saw that anomaly, and she'd stand on her lanai and pat her tummy or something, 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 then she could go to another world, and she did that, then she could. See, because the action would have been already predicated by Carolyn's point of creation. So all Brittany did was say, okay, why not? And then it showed up. It lined up to her, so she engaged it. And the reason that she could engage it pretty simply was because it had already been explained to her that it was a possibility. That's what limits humans mostly, is things outside their realm of possibility can't be. But yet, your entire world, even your world, Bob, even your world, those things that can't be are the things that show up for you more than anything else.
So she started traveling through her car to, yep, other places, and how many years ago was this?
3.
So she rehearsed it and got good at it?
Yes, and she spent more and more and more time. And they talk about it in her history. There'd be long spans when she would just be not available. And no one would know where she is. It'd be like gone.
Would her husband notice she was gone?
Yes, he would notice she was gone.
So she was gone for thousands of years, but it would be about a month in our time.
Oh, no, the longest that they talk about would be like a week or so. But she got real smart with how to do it. She would be going to Cabo or going on vacation or going to see about this or doing that. Or,
by herself,
you know,
with her husband.
Of course. They didn't spend a lot of time together anyway.
So she figured out how to bring a double back?
Yeah.
Was the double in the room with her on the day she checked out finally?
Yes.
So the double was found?
Yes.
So let's look at some of the statements here in the article. They say she suffered a cardiac arrest. Do you agree with that?
Cardiac arrest means your heart quit beating, the tummy or the clone's heart quit beating, yes, because it never did beat. So
the clone was already dead when they brought it over?
The clone was never alive.
So they assumed that the heart stopped.
Well, no, it did. Wasn't beating. That's what they call cardiac arrest.
Was it? Did it stop in the other world before it was dropped over?
It was never beating in the other world. It was just one on the shelf. It's like we talked about being a dress up off the rack.
So they left a double there, and it, the heart had never started.
Right.
So the mother and the husband see the clone, and they think it's them, and they try to revive her, but she was without signs of life by the time they got there. Did they see any signs of life when they were trying to revive her?
No.
Right. Why were there prescription drugs all over the place?
They always kind of were.
She took lots of drugs.
Not necessarily. But see, that becomes a good excuse, Bob. That becomes a good
alibi.
But what's so fun of it is that the autopsy report didn't show an extreme amount of anything in the cadaver system.
But she put it there to give a little distraction.
Yeah.
Okay. The report from the L.A. County Coroner's Office says no alcohol containers, paraphernalia, or illegal drugs were discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if she's in her home, if anybody could see it, they'd see two people, one person carrying another one, and the wet-dressed person would be laid in the bathroom. Where would they see Brittany go? Would she walk into another world in the living room or get in her car?
No. At this point, she had her car. She got good at it, Bob. She didn't have to drive her car. She could just be in her car. It was a black Lincoln Navigator.
And she would sit in the driveway.
In the garage. She could sit in the garage. And she had a little process that she did. And rather than having to drive in the night sky and see the anomaly, whatever, she could just focus through the windshield. And all of a sudden, those images would show up in her windshield. And poof, she was gone. She figured out how to do it. She knew.
She carried the body back into the car. She'd land back in the car.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, she would play a piece of music, Love Will Keep Us Together, Captain and Tennille. That would be playing, and when that was playing, that's what happened the first time. And it's not like something she was, like, drawn to. It just came on. It was like,
it was coincident and therefore became part of her experience.
And it, every time it played, remember Groundhog's Day with Sonny and Cher? That would every morning would start, so he knew the anomaly was the same. That's what set it off as a marker.
Wait, it would happen every day to her?
No. Every time this experience happened, that would come on. And then she'd learn. See, the anomaly was it just came on the radio. And nobody plays Captain and Tennille anymore.
Right.
I mean,
she would hear it.
Nobody plays that.
It would be an interdimensional
trigger. It came on her radio, and that's what happened the first time it happened. Well, she got good with it because she started creating the anomaly. So it was no problem to burn it to a CD. And any time she wanted to go, she popped her CD in, and bam, she would recreate the anomaly. So her mind said, oops, time to go, pop.
It would be like a legend.
Uh-huh. Knowledge. Uh-huh.
No, the legend, you know, like you could use it to trigger yourself or something.
Triangulated position, yeah.
After Murphy's mom found her on the bathroom floor, husband Simon Montag put her under the shower in an attempt to revive her. The decedent remained unresponsive and purged her stomach contents prior to the arrival of the paramedics. Who purged her stomach?
Her stomach was empty, Bob, because she never ate anything.
The decedent remained unresponsive and purged her stomach contents. So they're speculating that somehow she got rid of her stomach contents.
It was just odd that there was nothing in her stomach. Nothing. Because she'd never eaten.
Why didn't she eat much?
She was a clone, Bob.
Oh, that's right, right. Okay, sorry. Murphy had been complaining of shortness of breath and abdominal pain for more than a week before she died. Did the real Brittany, not the clone, explain?
No, Bob, that was the press release. You can't just croak and die. You got to have an excuse to die, Bob.
Who put that?
Brittany did.
Oh, Brittany complained. She set it up to make like she had a problem.
Right.
She had been complaining of shortness of breath and abdominal pain for more than a week before she died. Montag told authorities he thought nothing of it because she often suffered from severe menstrual pains. Is that true that she often did?
Mm-hmm.
The guy didn't take it too seriously. The husband didn't. The actress whose career was plagued by rumors of eating disorders and drug use, did she have eating disorders?
We take deference with disorders. See, people eat what they eat, and they don't eat what they don't eat. Some would say you have eating disorders, Bob, because you can go and go and go and don't eat anything. Well, that's an eating disorder. Well, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just how you prefer to eat.
So she ate eccentrically.
Yeah, that's a nice way, yeah.
And drug use, did she take drugs?
No, not so much. Not near the way it was laid out.
And so these rumors came because she was absent all the time. So people figured she was doing some weird stuff privately.
And she was constantly getting them filled.
Prescription drugs.
Damn. Yeah, she's getting prescriptions filled. Not taking them necessarily. And as her experiences in other worlds got better, she increased the propensity for apothecary visits, but not consuming them.
Why would she do it then? She didn't use them.
They set it up to make it appear that there was disdain and issue in the whole process, because healthy, balanced, normal people don't just croak.
Okay, so she wrote a will before her marriage to Manjot that left everything to her mother. It's not clear if it had been amended.
It has not been amended.
Did she make a will with all this in mind?
Yes.
But she did it before her marriage, so they couldn't have been married too long, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying she apparently died of natural causes.
Right.
The husband did not want her to autopsy. Did the husband understand what she was doing?
Nope. And when you die like that, it doesn't matter what he wanted. They find you dead in your house, they got to do an autopsy. Unless a doctor standing there saying, I told her last week she only had 30 minutes to live. Or she was riddled with cancer and hospice had been called and been giving her psychotropic drugs for 6 months beforehand. Then you might forego an autopsy, but not just cardiac arrest. No, 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 no.
So they did do an autopsy.
They did.
Complete postmortem test took as long as 8 weeks. Why did it take so long to do the postmortem test?
Because her blood was strange. There were no elevated cardiac enzymes in her blood, and yet she died of a myocardial infarction.
That was registered as the actual death cause?
Yeah, cardiac arrest.
But they did not see the effects of that in the blood.
There was no elevated cardiac enzymes in the blood.
Why did they think that there was a cardiac cause?
Well, because they got to die something. She died peacefully laying on her bathroom floor and just decided to her heart to stop beating.
And you would assume the only way one would really drop dead in that situation is their heart stopped.
That's what they said.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're not telling you anything. We're just responding to the news, but we're giving you some insights, and that's why it took 8 weeks to make sure that there were no cultures, because they grow that stuff out to make sure there wasn't antifreeze in her system or insulin or a little needle prick somewhere and, you know, arsenic in her toast or something, something, something.
So they did the darndest to find out what it is. Was there a mystery? Did they realize it didn't add up in a way?
Well, as much as they do, the reality was she was dead, and they had a body, and there was nothing in the body that would make it be dead, and yet it was.
Did they wonder why she died, or how she died?
Yeah, but that's when they got the answer. She had a heart attack. Okay, done.
But they couldn't find any of the cellular evidence of that. They had to admit that, but they overlooked that.
They just didn't make a do of it. Because then they would have eliminated cardiac arrest.
Who came up with the reason that was cardiac arrest? Some doctor at the time, or the first day they...
No, 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 no. That'd be the coroner's responsibility.
And did that later in the day?
8 weeks later, yeah.
Oh, okay. They didn't make any statement until 8 weeks later.
Well, they don't know that, you see. They don't speculate.
They say in the first story... where she was found in cardiac arrest. So they just said that, but nobody. Mm-hmm. Then they checked it out, and it was not that, but they did not want to see that.
If they eliminate a heart attack, then they got to have a cause of death, and that's for Michael Jackson. And then you don't have to have a cause of death. He's dead. That's the cause of death. Death.
Why don't you have to have one with Michael Jackson?
Well, they never came up with one.
All right.
And they still got his brain pickled in a jug, and they ain't figured it out yet.
And they still haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Britney, in a sense, had become an ascended being to pull this off?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a process. She certainly had tapped into her non-physical power, but she still has her issues in the other world as well.
Yeah, and her issues were she was nobody, and she wanted to have more attention. But you said she was getting a lot more attention.
But when is that enough? See, okay. That's the thing.
It says, the actress' family sent a statement, the sudden loss of our beloved Britney is a terrible tragedy. She was our daughter, our wife, our love, and our shining star. We ask you to respect our privacy at this time. A day or so later, it says, as news outlets everywhere struggle to memorialize Britney's troubled, too short life, co-star and friends remember the young actress in statements and, of course, on Twitter. Murphy's life star is a Hollywood dream come true, but then her star power fizzled. Her personal life disintegrated and she met a grisly end. Writes somebody, Jagger, Mick Jagger, I guess, offering up a sample of how publications worldwide are covering her death and life. They range from the euphemistic, CNN calls her bubbly, to the honest, E! Entertainment, E! Recounts her notoriously difficult and erratic behavior. Was it erratic from the Observer because she was never around?
Right.
It would be normal. She could not argue the effect of her appearing erratic, considering what she was doing and disappearing for a long time. She didn't care what they thought, but that would be a natural conclusion based on human limitations, how they fit things into a context.
Sort of like Elizabeth Taylor right now.
Does she know how to parallel world?
She does. She goes all over the place now.
And did she learn it from Michael?
She did.
And she is organizing her death, her transition image?
She likes to hang around. She just hauling her stuff around.
Hauling her stuff?
Yeah, a lot of her diamonds are going to come missing.
She's taking it over to other worlds.
Mm-hmm.
How long has she been doing this?
Since Michael got settled.
Since Michael left?
Mm-hmm. He got settled.
Oh, she's doing it with Michael.
Now, but she didn't get too carried away till he was able to do it well.
And that's a few years before he set up his transition.
Mm-hmm. Right. Then once he finally went, then it got easy. It was like, oh, okay. And so she just taking it a slow go.
She learned that Michael was doing it a few years before Michael transitioned, and Michael took her places?
Sure.
But that was all guided. And then when he went, she then had to rely on her own resources.
Mm-hmm. And she'd been doing it, so it wasn't so odd. It's like somebody's got to make you a green drink the first time for you to consider making a green drink for yourself. No different than that.
Does J.W. bump into them at his travels?
He has.
Have they met him? They've talked?
They have.
Do they know about Ion happening?
Sure.
And they listen to our readings?
Sometimes they've had their own.
Oh, they've had their own readings. How do they pull that off without me in the position of authority or protector or gatekeeper? How do they pull that off?
Oh, very easily, Bob. They're not confused with authority.
Do they do it with one of the other JWs?
They can, yes.
Do they do it in other worlds?
They do.
If they meet JW in other worlds, they can do it.
Certainly.
Have they done it in this world?
That's interesting, because we would say sort of, but maybe not so much.
They've got several JWs to do it with, so do all the JWs, the five that are here now, approximately five, are they all parallel worlding?
Absolutely. all the time.
When I talk to JW, Carol and I talk to a JW, does that JW know about and experience the other four?
Sometimes not immediately, but yes.
He knows what they're thinking, the other ones.
If not immediately, very soon thereafter.
So do we have sessions with different JWs?
You have.
That night we first found out about it, where Ion explained that JW was not speaking in his sleep, and then we said, well, how can that be? Well, it's another JW. And then when we said goodnight, he never said goodbye.
It wasn't required.
Well, usually we like to feel that Ion's gone and then JW is back, and it's just protocol, and we didn't get it confirmed whether JW was back. Was there a reason why that JW didn't want to confirm it?
No, it's just how it went.
It wasn't because we might notice a different voice in him.
Potentially, yes.
That could have been detected. And that would be a reason why he didn't want to say anything, correct?
Correct.
Do the five JWs have different voices if you had them all in the same room?
Sometimes, if they do.
On April 22nd, when JW had or had not come back from New York, and we had a session with Sasha, he was very drowsy, had no energy, the JW we contacted. What were the reasons why that JW was so drowsy? And was the JW not used to doing ION?
No. The way it happened, it was just about not as connected.
Could we say back then it wasn't our regular JW that we usually used? Or are they all equally
probably
used by it?
No, I don't. I think it was degrees. He was having to embrace this bunch of stuff. Get him a little new, too.
This particular JW was new.
Yeah.
And also, it was a weird day. The lawn had burnt down and fire engine, that kind of stuff. It made him have a different day, a fatiguing day. Would you say that would be part of the pressures on the one that was home?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. All right, so they say she went from a difficult erratic behavior to the heart tugging. The guardian recalls her failed attempt to play the part of Janis Joplin. Did that upset her?
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, that'd be part of where she's not getting attention and failing to get attention. She did have this anxiety and figured out a way to get attention, she thought, by going to another world.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, E! Rounds up reactions from other celebrities. Alicia Silverstone said, I loved working with Britney. She was so talented, so warm, so sweet. I always felt connected to her as we shared a very special experience in our lives together. So, Britney, since she wasn't on drugs and all that, she was pretty together as a person, privately, would you say, Ion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had these experiences pretty good. Donald Faison, Britney was one of the sweetest people you will ever meet. She had the voice of an angel and a genuine heart of gold. Genuinely a well-destined person, right? Everything would be going well with her, one would think.
Sure.
Kevin Smith said, never met her, but sad to hear about Britney Murphy. Good night, Miss Murphy. Hope you're rolling with the homies someplace nice. Josh Groban, Hollywood loses another bright soul. How many more? A decade of decadence and devastation. Time to wake up. She didn't do it. She wasn't part of the decadence and devastation. Okay, so then Hal's worried about stick-thin Murphy. Now, she was not eating. You agree with that, Ion?
Well, the clone was it?
How long was the clone around?
Just then.
Like only a couple days?
No, just when they found the body.
She'd only been in this world for a short few hours.
Right.
And therefore, her skin would look odd because she was already a dead clone.
Right.
This clone never breathed, never in another world lived.
Right.
Friends and those who work with Britney were concerned about her recent sickly appearance. She looked painfully thick, even sick. She looked like she hadn't eaten in who knows how long. Her skin was terrible. Now, Ion, they saw the real Britney, correct? They thought she looked sick.
Well,
people saw her shortly before she passed, I guess, you know, weeks or months before. She looked like she hadn't eaten a long time. She looked terrible, so thin. Would I agree that people would see that in the real Britney a few months before?
Sure.
Any reason? Because she was thin.
Yeah.
Her skin was terrible. Magazine editors recently opted not to use photos of Murphy at an event earlier this month because of her appearance. She looked terrible, so thin. We all commented on it, said an editor. would Ian agree that she did look thin?
She was thin.
And she was getting ready to take off, though.
Right.
People were really worried about her for some time now. Now, they would exaggerate this a bit, I guess.
Always. They didn't give a damn or they didn't know.
They had known what?
That she was going.
She would have told them, you mean?
If they were that close, they would have noticed.
They would have noticed that she'd been absent for stretches of time?
Sure, if they were that close, if they were seeing her every day, they'd say, wait a minute, it's been a while and I haven't seen her, and that kind of stuff, but that's not the case.
They'd have to say they hadn't seen her, really. Murphy, 32, was suffering for the last few days with flu-like symptoms and was vomiting shortly before she collapsed and apparently died of a heart attack. There was no vomiting. They're just saying that because there was nothing in her stomach. Was she vomiting before she collapsed?
No, there was nothing to vomit. She didn't have anything in her body to vomit. But because she had nothing in her system, it would have been that they had to either pump her stomach or she had to throw everything up.
The mind looking
in order. Yeah, of course.
And autopsy is being conducted. Several were found in her house. They say actors discussed being too thin in final interview. She voiced concerns about her weight in the final interview that may turn out to be sadly prophetic. I'm a bit thinner now than what I would like to be. She recognized that, but it's not being exaggerated, Ian.
Right.
I mean, it's not that serious from her point of view. Or was she setting that up as part of her setup?
The whole process, correct, yeah.
This was part of her fake-out by mentioning these things. Studying a regimen of intense ballet workouts. Was she doing ballet just before she passed? Moved on?
No.
So this would be referring to her ballet when she was a child?
Earlier, yeah.
In a separate interview that day, 13-year-old star says her New Year's resolution was to have a child. She said, as far as having a New Year's resolution, I'd love to have a child next year. I've been very blessed to have a really great loving husband. I spent more time with my family than anyone else in the world. I spent more time with my family than anyone else in the world. So it would be interesting to discuss with him. But I think he died recently, too. Actually, the husband didn't spend that much time with her, correct?
Right.
Did she really want to have a child?
No, not so much.
Now, she's doing all this because she's in quite pain. Or she just misses the other world because there she's got more fame in some way. Does she do movies in the other world and get attention?
Not so much movies, but she's working on it. She's doing well.
Oh, so she got attention over there. Now she's over there building up her career.
Right.
They say cause of death deferred. Final report must await toxicology test results. Now they're saying she was bleeding internally before her death with the clone bee bleeding internally.
No.
The body appeared normal and not unusually thin, another source said. So someone said it wasn't thin. She may have been thin, was the clone, and the clone was thin, though. You did say that.
Not overtly so.
The clone was not that thin, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Now, bringing over a clone, did Elvis do that?
No, he had a double.
That double was someone who was willing to die?
Or already did.
Died nearby, like Michael's double, just conveniently died. So that was the double. That was he ill, so was going to die at any point. They just waited. Okay, Factory Girl director on Murphy husband, Simon Munger, a con man, now they're saying her husband's a bad guy. Now, was he a bad guy?
Relative, not so much.
Embezzled $150,000 from the film's budget. Is that true? Producing 2006 Factory Girl.
Not so much. I mean, you know, it's...
So this guy is saying he's a criminal. You do not see that Monjack, the husband of Brittany, was a
criminal. His relative. I mean, he couldn't have got money from her unless she let him have it. Or she'd have had him killed, for Pete's sake. It wasn't no big deal. She knew something was up. Or she wouldn't have made a will giving everything to her mama right before she married his goober in the first place.
So she knew that he was a con man?
well, if that's what you call a con man, and in retrospect, it's like, well.
Okay, wait a minute. Did he do things that people would consider against the law or rip people off?
It's all subjugated to. He had responsibility to do it, so he just did what he did, and if it made money or lost money, it did. So there was no wake up one day, aha, I can get $100,000 from her and go with it. You see what I mean? It wasn't like that. So
she, though, did not want to leave money to him for some reason.
Correct.
She didn't trust him,
apparently.
He tended to make people feel a little off about him.
Mm-hmm.
Says Simon Monjack did not produce Factory Girl. He sued his way onto the project for a title and stole $150,000 of my budget. He is a con man, a bad guy. When Brittany married him, I wondered, as did so many others. I only hope to God that this creep wasn't instrumental in her sad, sad demise. What a wonderful, wonderful girl she was. Was he instrumental in her death?
No, not at all.
So he did sue the movie The Factory.
Fine.
Do you agree he filed a lawsuit against the film Factory?
Or had somebody do it?
He married Murphy in 2007. I love what Ashton wrote on Twitter. He said, Kutcher, who worked with Murphy on Just Married, tweeted, "Today the world lost a little piece of sunshine. My deepest condolences go to two of Brittany's family, her husband and her amazing mother Sharon. See you on the other side, kid." Now they start saying by January that he killed her.
Yeah, but see, I mean, now don't forget now, she doesn't really care at this point, but it would be quite just desserts for her to be gone and then him take the fall for her disappearance or leaving. But if they were going to prosecute him, they would have already. See, Bob, I mean, she got a heart attack, so there's nothing to do.
Did she encourage these rumors about him?
Could have very easily been persuaded, yes.
On why he asked for no autopsy, he said it was nothing sinister at all. I just looked at Sharon's grieving face. There was no way either of us want them to cut open this perfect 32-year-old girl.
But they did anyway, so.
On rumors he was using Brittany for her money, I spent over $1 million on her engagement rings and probably $3 million on clothes. We kept her money separate. When I took Brittany out shopping, I paid for everything. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
On accusations that he ruined her career, she'd gone through 4 or 5 ages by the time we met, and she had made a lot of indies that went straight to video. She hadn't earned millions in years, and when we met, she was struggling financially from a series of bad investments. On rumors that she did drugs, in all the time I've known her, she has never, and I repeat, never done drugs. You would agree with that, Ion. Well, she did a little meth on the car drive, right?
No. We said she could have, but yeah, we're talking a small amount, like insignificant.
That comes to him in pill form.
Yeah, I think it could have very easily been a prescription.
You note that she was on that effect a little bit the first night.
To ease her mind a bit.
Did she do it to ease her mind, knowing the ease her mind might make it more actual, potentially happen?
Potentially, yes. It clears the cobwebs so you can see. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Not a line of cocaine, not a hit from a joint, nothing. She was anti-drug. There are no drugs involved. If any were, I would not be on the phone with you.
We feel better now, don't you, Bob?
That she was not involved with drugs?
No, that he would make that kind of a statement. You know, it's starting to smell like Chernobyl.
Oh, you mean he's not telling the truth when he said she was anti-drugs?
No, we're just saying, why would he have to follow up with that kind of a crazy statement?
Because everybody else was saying there were drugs involved.
Well, but see, nobody else knew where she was or where all her friends
okay,
this was taking place.
All right, so he didn't have to say it, so why did he say it all?
Exactly. It's just another innuendo.
You don't see any...
He was trying to speak with authority, and he had no way of knowing one way or the other.
He thought he'd just make it look good that he was improving her image.
Well, I don't know. He's stone cold dead for as far as they're concerned, so who cares?
What a relief. Simon Monjack is not sleeping with his dead wife's mother. apparently many people thought he was jacked up with, and he says, going to explain that she has toxic neuropathy, which means she can barely walk. Is that true?
It's self-instigated. This is easily called it fibromyalgia. She's hurting, and that's it.
Did she get that after Brittany died?
Process of it, yeah.
Started. I mean, she wasn't going that way before the death.
Mm-hmm.
No, the shock of the death made her go this way.
Right.
So now, on May 24th of this year, Brittany Murphy's 39-year-old husband was found dead. Less than 5 months after the actress died. Son Manjai's death appears to be of natural causes. Don't tell me he figured out how to do it and he wanted to go to another world.
Yes, he certainly did.
Why? Did she visit him?
He went to see the same spiritualists.
Because he knew she had.
He found out she had.
After she had gone.
Yes.
So he wanted to find out what the spirituals had, how the spirituals had influenced his wife.
Yes, and the key was finding a burned CD of Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, and he confused it with a message that she wanted to be with him. But the problem is he ended up in another effing world.
So he very quickly, in a few short months, learned from Angela Martinez.
And just Angela, good enough.
What, you don't want me to say the last name?
No, no, you can, but I'm just saying it's Angie, Angela, Mother Angie, Mother Angela,
right.
Mother Angelina, different people pronounce it. She has many aliases.
Yeah, this name may not help identify her. You mean variations of Angelina or Angela?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Always the same last name.
Yes.
Okay, so he goes there, and how does she bring him into the notion that he can do this? She just tells him they can do it?
He holds up three cards and doesn't look at the cards. He can only see them. Choose a card. He chose the middle card. She flipped it over. Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, if you pick that card, if you pick that particular card, she will tell you that.
Mm-hmm. And there you go.
So he got told about how he go into different worlds. And so how did he try to do it?
Now, he did it differently. He actually did it in the house. What he did was there's a refrigerator, and just to the left of the refrigerator, there is a cooler for wines, like a little small thing where you do wines to keep them chill, to store them. And if you open the refrigerator and open the wine thing at the same time, that's how he did it.
You mean like me stepping through the door?
Yeah.
He would open the fridge and the cooler doors at the same time.
And it would do it.
And she told him that's the way to do it?
Yep.
And he told her to drive through, open her car. She tells them how to do it.
And they just do it. They don't jump into who, what, when, where, how, and why. They just do it. And it works. Amazing that way.
Yeah, it's a simple way. That's a efficient way. But they somehow are ready to do it.
Yeah.
Whereas people like me and Carolyn, we take years, decades, months, millennia to do it.
Well, please yourself, as long as you're enjoying the process, go with it.
Now, he does this. Does he go to where she is the first time?
No, he does not. Never finds her, hasn't found her yet.
But he goes to other worlds, and why didn't he get to her world?
Because his intention wasn't that he was pining for her. It was that he wanted a fresh start because of all this negativity that was surrounded around him. I mean, who's going to hook up with him with all this in his past, you see?
I mean, you know what I mean? He gets a scarlet letter after a little while. No, yeah, he had a good reason to leave.
Sure.
It wasn't going to work out for him. So did he do the same technique of bringing back a clone?
No, he got a double.
That would be a double from this world or another world?
This world.
How could he get a double? Get someone to look like him and then murder the guy?
What was his cause of death?
Natural causes.
Well.
So he advertised for a double or found a way of getting a double of someone who was going to die soon?
Probably.
That's how you do it. You get someone who has cancer, who's going.
Well, but see, they just say more than natural causes. you know, gets real specific. But there are people who do that business, Bob. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, they find doubles.
Yeah, the Yiddish proverb is very simple. Well, you'll have fun with this. We've done this before. Such a good living a poor man could make for dying for the rich man who doesn't want to die.
That's a proverb.
Yeah. Such a good living a poor man could make if he's willing to die so a rich man doesn't have to.
In this particular case, the double agreed to die.
Was going out of natural causes anyway.
How could he go out by natural causes? What are the natural causes?
Well, Bob, ask Carolyn. Carolyn, tell Bob what a natural cause of death is.
Apparently he had some heart problems anyway.
They don't even know it's a double count, so what are you talking about?
Just what I read.
Anybody found that dying of natural causes could die naturally of that. Here's an example, Bob. If Dick Cheney, all of a sudden tomorrow, the news was Dick Cheney, after complications of his heart pump, passed away quietly in his home at night. No one would be surprised. That would make the news, but it wouldn't be a shocker. But if they said, oh, we found Lady Gaga with her insides ripped out, that's probably a bigger story.
Was he murdered?
Who?
The double for Simon Bonjack.
No, he was not murdered.
Was there any foul play in having the double transition?
No, not at all. Money exchanged with the deceased's family regarding him going out this way, yes.
You mean the family knew he would be substituted as a double for Simon?
No, the family knew he was going to die anyway. $250,000 cash payment was given to the family, which gave them some money to be okay. The person passed away naturally.
Why would the family be involved? Why involve them? They wouldn't know what's going on.
Well, it just showed up. Their loved one just passed away, and they didn't get to bury him in the grave that they could come and visit.
Why not?
Because he died as Simon, Bob.
This is his wife and kids kind of family, or his parents?
This would be his wife. There weren't any children.
So the wife knows that he died as Simon Bonjack?
Yes.
They knew he was going to die. They knew that Simon was going to stage his death, and they said, okay, we'll take somebody.
Well, they didn't know about all the staging of the death. They didn't go into those details because you wouldn't want them to know that. You see, because they could make more money by selling that story to Vanity Fair.
Right, but what did they know? We have to go into what they could.
Just that he was terminal, going to die any minute, any time, nothing else they could do. It was done. He couldn't get a transplant. He couldn't get anything. It was over. He was ready to go. So this was arranged that this payment was made. And it was made to the man when he was alive. He gave it to the wife. Then as he got closer and closer into this about dead state, right before he died, it was arranged. He showed up and he was dead and he died there.
No. The guy, the double, I'm going to die and replace. I know Simon, what Simon wants me to do. I understand that. I'm going to tell Carolyn, and maybe you shouldn't even say this because then you might activate it, right? So am I allowed to say these words?
Yeah, you're giving an example.
Okay, that does not apply to me. These words don't apply to me. So what do I tell Carolyn? What do I tell my wife? I'm going to be dead, but you can't come and get me. Is that the deal?
Okay, let's turn it around. Carolyn is the doctor, and she looks and says, Bob, you're about out of here, and there's nothing to do, and I don't know what to do, and we're going to have to think, and you've been throwing stray words around so long, you're going to catch it in the butt. Now, you're going to leave me here, and I'm pissed because I want some money checks to make sure that I'm going to be looked after. So this thing presents itself. And
what thing presents?
You dying presents itself.
Oh, okay, that part, yeah.
And so then you make a deal with Simon and go, well, you know, I'm going to die anyway, and okay. So it's no deal.
So, Simon, you want to...
Give me some money.
Yeah, what would the double... Okay, Simon, you want to appear to be dying, but you're going to go somewhere else? How much would I know about what Simon...
No, you wouldn't know that part. You wouldn't...
I want to know what I did know. Would know.
Oh, all you knew is you were going to die, and this crazy man was going to give you $250,000. So when you died his house.
Would I even know that I'd be identified as Simon Bonjack?
Potentially, yes. You'd think something was up. Why would he be paying you $250,000 to die?
But you wouldn't be able to find out, but you just know, shit, I'm going to die over there, and but this guy wants this to happen for some reason.
And if he doesn't die... He can't even get his own life insurance policy. You see? If you die and you're Simon, your life insurance policy ain't going to pay your wife.
So that he had to give the insurance money, thanks to Simon, to the wife because it wasn't going to happen. So what would happen to me? I'm the guy who does it. Do I disappear? Where do I go?
That's the whole point. He just left.
So the wife would say to friends of her husband who replaced Simon and died as Simon, oh, Billy ain't around anymore. Well, what would she say to them?
As it comes along and says, well, you know, he just decided that he was going away and that he knew he only had a little bit of time left.
So he went traveling.
And I haven't heard from him since. So
okay.
And he said no, he didn't want me sad and...
Right.
Moving along. He'll be alive, I don't know, but I hadn't heard.
Her death was ruled accidental, but likely preventable. Authorities found no evidence of illegal drug abuse, but discovered numerous prescription drugs in the couple's home. Bonjack, a British screenwriter and director, was devastated by Murphy's death. Death was ruled accidental, died late last year at... Okay, so... Interesting.
When the wife of the fill-in dead person realized, well, actually, he looks just like this guy that just died, who's a famous actor, you know, that's what's going on there. Couldn't she blow the whistle?
Sure, she could, but the deal was she got the money.
So she knew about it.
She knew that a bunch of money showed up, and then as he was going away, she benefited, and she didn't know enough to know that that's what actually took place, and who in the hell would believe her if she got on National Enquirer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that she won't, but the point is, then she's got to explain how she got $250,000 without having to declare it on her income tax.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to declare it.
No.
It's not reported. It's all secret.
Right.
There's a new level of dying that's going on as the veil is thin.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Elizabeth Taylor, what she's doing?
Sure.
We can talk about that publicly. Well, she already knows JW and what we are, that we're the revelations, so we're going to change the waters of the earth. She knows all that, right?
Yes, and then it won't be long once you do it on cash flow, then there'll be a report that there was a theft and something's going on, and many of her precious diamonds, she donated some to charity, and some of her other diamonds have disappeared, and blah, 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 blah.
You mean that would be come out because were we to talk about the diamonds, Carol?
If you did, then that would be the story that caught up right behind it.
But Elizabeth Taylor, they don't mind what we're saying because they understand what Ion's doing and how Carolyn is the beast and the dragon and the purifier and everything that everybody hoped for. She's fine with all that. They know Carolyn's role,
Carolyn's not the beast.
I'm just joking. She's the one who's going to create the problem and then cure it. But she's curing the problem with the new water. You just can't get the joke. You're not fast enough, Ion. Okay. You're a little slow tonight. Ion did... Does Taylor know how Carolyn's waters are going to purify the world?
No.
Doesn't see that.
Doesn't care.
Hey, Carol, just think, for the traveling parallel worlds, I don't even care that the revelation is. You're only dealing with all the losers who are going to get wiped out, and you're trying to help them, but nobody cares if you're not a loser, right?
Right.
Okay, here now they have Simon Bonjack, may have OD'd. So the cause of death candidate being floated for Simon Bonjack right now is natural causes. law enforcement sources tell TMZ he may have accidentally overdosed on prescription drugs. There were a number of pill bottles on the nightstand bedroom. He learned how to do what he just imitated his wife's method, right?
And of course, somebody on their last stages of congestive heart failure would be on prescription drugs, would they not?
Well, there's no suggestion that he has any health problems.
Yeah, I read an article where it said that he was supposed to be booked in for some heart bypass.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There are a number of pill bottles in the nightstand in the bedroom, and some were empty, says one. Some of those drugs were the same as those found after his wife died. Bonchek also recently said he had a heart attack on board a plane last... Oh, he had a heart attack on board a plane last. Did he say that to set this up?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in good health. Would you agree, Ion?
Well,
yeah. And sources tell TMZ he was to have bypass surgery in September. Wow. Murphy's mother, Sharon, who found her daughter's body, also found Bonjack's last night. Did he pretend he was going to have heart surgery?
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy's mother, Sharon, found the body at the house the two were sharing. Brittany's mom made a 911 call. He was unresponsive when responders arrived and was pronounced dead at the house. The guy who died to get the double, won't they notice the unhealthiness in his body?
Well, sure, but it'll be a heart attack and the other guy set it up.
The guy died. The guy who died, the double. He had heart trouble. So Simon had to wait till he naturally dropped dead, which could happen at any time.
Okay, yes.
He just waited out and then he did it. Where was the real Simon when he heard that the double dropped dead?
In his house.
Same house. And so then he got to the refrigerator and left.